Meet little Melvin. He's a 90-pound weakling. Everyone hated Melvin.
I'm gonna take this mop and shove it down your throat.
They teased him.
I wanna do it with you.
Okay.
They taunted him. They tormented him until he had a horrifying accident and fell into a vat of nuclear waste. Transforming little Melvin into a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Melvin became the Toxic Avenger. The first superhero born out of nuclear waste.
Holy shit!
I don't know what it was, but it saved my life.
All right, everybody, drop your tacos or I'll blow your brains out.
The vandals and the perverts had their way with the little people of Tromaville until the Toxic Avenger ripped them apart. The Toxic Avenger. His face is so terrifying. We can't show it to you now. You'll have to see the movie for yourself. The Toxic Avenger can bend steel with his bare hands.
Oh, we're only kidding. Get it?
Leap small cars in a single bound. He crushes drug pushers. Smashes hit-and-run drivers. For incredible explosive action, you must see the Toxic Avenger. He's a different kind of hero. The Toxic Avenger is coming to your town. Look out.
Day 24 of October, 31 days of creatures and villains from horror movies, a murky chronicle bonus. I am thankful of the Butcher Dobashi.
Hi, and I am gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
And yes, you are. And we got Toxic Avengers today. The Toxic Avenger. I want to say thanks for all the fans, the listeners that email us at murkychronicles@gmail.com. And we had quite a few of them wanted us to talk briefly about it. Do you remember watching this 1984 movie?
You know, I did not watch this one. I remember being out. I know it's a cult classic. You know, everybody loves that one. But yeah, I've not watched that.
Oh, matter of fact, I watched it yesterday just because I wanted to refresh my memory. Do you remember the Big Red Wrecking Crew?
Yes.
I remember... years ago, I remember he was marking out on that movie. He had the videotape, and I remember I was at his house, and he was showing it to me. He goes, check this out, and he was showing me the blender scene. But so I watched it yesterday, and Toxic Avenger, he was born when the meek mock boy Melvin falls into a vat of toxic waste. And then, you know, he just transformed into this big old monster. He was the mop boy of the Tormaville Hell Club. And, you know, they were just bullying him. And You said you don't remember watching the movie, or you?
I didn't. I looked up a few facts on it, but I don't remember watching it, man. And if I did, I didn't watch the whole thing. So I'm going with I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, Jennifer Pinkard and Robert Pinkard fell in love on the set of the movie and got married. Marissa Tomei was an extra. She was coming out of the shower.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I see that. And I did see on one of the facts a homeless man stole a prop gun and tried to threaten
yes.
the crew. That's crazy, dude.
Yes, but I remember watching it, and I was like, that looks familiar. I looked, that's Marissa Tomei.
The wrestler. She's a ring rat.
Oh, yes, in the movie, yep. I guess there's a scene where they got points for one of the bullies, you know, running over kids and killing them, and they get points. And I guess one of the cheap prop effects they had, they injected a melon with corn syrup and red food dye, and put a wig on it, and then that's when, and they put it on a dummy, and that's, you know, what they used when the car ran over the head.
That was the special effects, huh?
Yeah. But it was pretty cheesy and kind of gruesome. The CGI dog in there at the film, you know, that there's a scene where he got shot. That got like the most complaints.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's a scene in the movie and where they held up the diner, and the guy that had the face paint, he actually quit the movie, because even me watching the movie last night, I was like, that was kind of bold at the time where he put a shotgun to a kid's head, like a baby's head. So he actually quit the film because of that. There was a robber, though, in there, this black guy, he gets his arm ripped off. And I remember noticing he wasn't even really using it at the, you know, in the movie, but I guess that was his real prosthetic arm. You know, and there was a couple things, like when the car went off the cliff, there was no driver in the seat. It was a rigged car, you know.
Right. Yeah,
they put some in the gas pedal, and there was a few more things. Oh, there's a scene where the one of the police officers' hands caught on fire, and in the movie you could see some of the fire dripping off his hands, and he actually got burnt. Yeah.
So would you say this movie's more gore than horror?
Yeah, it was more campy gore.
Gotcha.
And the mob boy, they played the scene in where he got pranked and to kiss a goat, and they didn't even tell the guy about it until the movie scene.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a deleted scene I heard, and I guess you could get it on the DVD. It shows Toxic Avenger, the toxic guy, he threw a peanut butter and Drano sandwich smack in the face of Sarah's next door neighbor. And playing next door neighbor was Mitch Cohen. Matter of fact, he was the guy that was the Toxic Avenger. He played the neighbor without the makeup. So there, you know, there was a couple more sequels after that. There was actually, they didn't, when they were making the movie, they didn't really have a name for the movie yet. So you see shirts on there. It says, "I love my monster hero." And the reason they had a hell club in the movie where the story based around, because the director was like on the set of the Rocky movie and he liked the gym.
That's so awesome.
And I guess one thing, the scene where the toxic waste derinched Melvin, when it was covered in Melvin, he was in the bathtub, you know, in his apartment or in his mother's apartment where they lived. And the water in the tub was so ice cold, and they were trying to make attempts to warm it up, but the actor said screw it, and he just wanted to get the scene over with, and you know, he just made the movie, but you know, did the rest of the film. But yeah, I recommend it, you know. And they have a couple more. Matter of fact, it morphed into like a Saturday morning cartoon for the kids too. So
awesome.
Yeah, and I kind of remembered that, but that's so about it.
We'll check it out then. Yeah,
I would check it out. I was gonna watch the second one, but I took my GIMP self. It was me, my son, my niece, and my sister. We went down to Vaughn, the haunted forest they had there.
Uh-huh.
I was disappointed. The trails were good. The set, they had little scenes in there, but it almost seemed like the actors in the forest, none of them showed up because it was going to rain or something. They didn't have too many, like, what's that?
That's Washington for you.
Yeah. And I was like, but you know, we haven't really got any rain or nothing like that. We just start getting some. It didn't even really rain last night, but it was like, almost seemed like the actors didn't show up, so I was kind of disappointed. But the actors that were in there, I gave them credit, but there was a long stretch of the woods. We didn't see anything. We were more, we were more spooked of, you know, people going to jump out. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Looking for Sasquatch?
Oh, I was thinking about it, but, you know, but it was fun all in all, I guess. But
that's cool.
Yep. So anything going on later today or any thing happening last night, or are we just going to shut this mofo down and get ready for tomorrow?
They'll shut her down, but don't forget that that movie coming out for Friday, Hell Night, Linda Blair. Check it out. It's free on Prime.
What do you say, Pale Night?
Yep. Whatever you want to call it.
Heaven Day?
Night. That's it.
All right, man. All right, brother. All right. Everything lyricalspit.com. And we're going to leave you with this is official Backstreet Boys parody. This is the Slash Street Boys. I'll kill you that way. If you like this next track, you could check out more like this one on the Merkins YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah. I said, you on fire with gas and a lighter. You'll scream when I say, I'll kill you that way.
Enough of that backwoods bullshit. Jason, Michael, bring it back, bitch.
No matter the distance, I want you to know that I can guarantee. I say you on fire with gas and a lighter.
I'll kill you there.